It's so easy to feel lost in the world today. But it doesn't have to be this way. You can break through the noise of what everyone is telling you to do and lay your foundation for a life of success, purpose, and joy. I'm Caleb Price. As a fellow young adult and certified life coach, I'm sharing exactly how to do this, how to navigate the struggles of adulthood, and how to find yourself. Join me and become the modern young adult you've always wanted to be. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Caleb Price, and you may notice that it sounds a little bit different, potentially, when I'm recording this. I'm trying to be a little bit more quiet, a little bit more calm, so to speak. I'm recording this in my room, which I normally don't do, and at night. That's the situation we're in, and we're going to love it. It's going to be great, because today we are talking about your gut. Obviously, metaphorically speaking in this case, not your actual bowels. We are talking about your intuition. In other words, your spirit that some people might talk about. Basically, that part of you that just knows. When it comes to this idea of trusting your gut, because that's what people say, trust your gut, you know, make decisions from a place that like kind of this thing that just like knows what feels right. But I wanted to bring up and ask these questions of, well, what does that really mean? Is that actually good advice? What are we getting at when we say like, trust your gut? And might I ask also, or add to all this is like, are you aware of how you currently feel right now? Do you have that sense of intuition, knowingness, or is it all kind of blurred and fuzzy? Which, you know, nothing wrong with that at all, actually. We're going to dive into why that might be, in fact, the case. And so if you are deal with that at all or want to get better at figuring out what this intuition is, come along. We're going to go on for a journey because this is something that I also am at the same time trying to explore right now. I just recently did a coaching call with my coach, and it was amazing. So good. Can't recommend a coach enough. Everyone needs one. And it was really good because I got down to the heart of something that was bothering me, which really came down to the fact that I think I've been in my head a lot about a decision that really, I think, can only be solved from my body or from my intuition, from this knowingness. It's not something that can be reasoned. As we were talking through an experience, I tend to worry a lot, and I was having so many thoughts trying to figure something out, and it wasn't getting me anywhere. In fact, it was getting me farther away from the thing that I wanted, and I wasn't even focused at all on why I was avoiding the anxiety that I was experiencing instead of being at peace with it or being okay with the anxiety and listening to what felt right underneath, you might say, the waves of anxiety. What felt good underneath it? Is it something that I could trust, or was there a change that needed to be made when it came to this decision? And so I think for all of us, we tend to probably operate that sort of way. We can overthink things. Like our brains are so good at reasoning and thinking, but just like anything as human beings, we can overdo it. Like on this podcast, we talk so much about changing our thoughts and being aware and gaining so much awareness around our thinking. And that's the skill I've really practiced. And yet, I tend to overdo it. I tend to analyze my analyzing, think about my thinking, wondering, is this right? Is this wrong? It's something that the brain is really good at. And I think that can get us trapped in our head. You might experience or feel like myself, where you get trapped in your head so easily and you can spin around when the answers to what you really want are right in front of you. And they're actually not solved in the spinning, in the overanalyzing. Well, why do we do this? Well, because I think as human beings, we like to think that we can create answers, or that reason and logic can like help us solve anything, which, don't get me wrong, we need logic. We need your brain to think. But when I talk about body or gut, intuition, the spirit, whatever it might be, I'm talking about something that I think goes beyond that sort of logic, something that goes beyond reason in a way. A sort of silly example that kind of comes to mind immediately with this is like the idea of like knowing what you want to eat, for example, for dinner when you're with a group of friends. Like you can reason and make decisions. And of course, I think compromise on a sort of decision when it comes to what do I want to eat with this group of friends. But at the end of the day, like that desire is just kind of immediate. You know what you want if you're in tune with it. And if it's something that you're kind of just like, doesn't really matter, well, then it doesn't matter in that sort of sense. You don't have to logic or reason to that. That in and of itself is a decision to say, I don't know, or I don't really care. Like that is part of that desire. And then is sort of something that happens immediately. I think that's one thing that happens. Like logic can provide like so much evidence for some like thing that you want, but at the same time, it can provide all the evidence for the thing that you don't want. There are things in this world that cannot be explained with logic, or there's things in this world that can be explained and unexplained because of logic, and therefore it really just comes down to where's your desire and what is it that you want. I think that there are some decisions in this world that the brain can simply just not solve. This is why we have things that try to express it and get close to something like poetry, art, music, religion, film, and all these sorts of things that try to portray a concept and help us in terms of like connecting with a feeling versus connecting us with logic. And I think this can be something that's really difficult for us because we tend to have trained our brains on this idea of worrying or being stuck on like going down a train of thought and overanalyzing something, and that the answer will come from this, when I have found time and time again that worry does not produce results. Reason cannot outreason or give you reason to your gut, your intuition. It cannot do that for you. It just is. Your intuition is. All the thinking and whatnot can be used for our benefit and is absolutely vital and essential to everything. But I find that there's a time and place for it. The thing that just came to mind for me is like when you are setting a goal, you create a plan, you have a structure to it that is created by those thoughts, and those thoughts keep you on track. But the very desire, the thing driving you, the thing that said, hey, gave you this idea, I should do this thing, that just came to you. It wasn't something that seemed logical. Yes, I bet there were lots of logical reasons. Like for this marathon, I'm like, yeah, it's going to promote my health. It's a nice milestone that a lot of people my age typically begin to do. And yet, at the end of the day, all that logic is tossed out the window just because I want to do it. The same I found with my job, where like I used to debate all the time and worry about, is this right? Is this not right? And really, at the end of the day, it just came down to what felt right. What felt right, making that distinction, not what sounded right, what not thought it to be right, even though my brain did that. I don't think any of the thinking really at the end of the day got me the career that I want or is going to continue to get me the career that I want. That's going to come from trusting an emotion, trusting something that is unexplainable, because I guarantee in the thing that you want to do, your brain will come up with every reason why it's stupid. It's going to make less money doing this thing, or this person is not conventionally attractive, or the kind of person that you typically might like go on a date with if we're talking about relationships, or this isn't the career that typically people like rave about. What are people going to say? Like our brain's going to focus on all those things, or it's going to worry about, is this going to work out? Are we going to fail in this thing? Instead of worrying about the thing that matters most. And it simply put is, what is it that you want? And your body knows that. You know that. But the reason that you might not feel that a lot of the time, or you might wonder, is because of being in the body. My second point I want to give you is that being in the body is vulnerable. It's hard to do and feels not safe a lot of the time. Like, when I was talking about this experience with my coach, I found that I wasn't trusting my intuition because I found that being in the body and trying to look for that intuition, there was a lot of anxiety there, created primarily, you know, from those thoughts that I was thinking, but that also I was just on edge and nervous about it because it was something that I cared about so much. And my brain was just automatically like heightening my situation because it just assumed something is wrong, either with this question that I'm having or just in the situation in and of itself. And so it wanted to be out of the body. This is an unsafe place. It doesn't feel very good. Let me go to my brain. Let me reason and find out what's going to make this situation better. But that just spins my wheels. And at the end of the day, nothing gets resolved. I totally get it. Feeling emotions can be difficult. One, you might not feel them in a way that like other people seem to more readily come to it. That is okay. Because the secret to feeling is not thinking. It's not to reason and be like, okay, well, what does this feel like? It's simply just to be like to breathe and to step into the body. I say this metaphorically speaking, it's just to think about what if I was sitting in my body, what would it feel like? And to describe it as literally as possible, to just be close to it. And that is uncomfortable. It often requires that we sit in silence. It often requires that we be with ourselves. It often requires that we have a whole host of thoughts enter our brain and we have to kind of say, hey, I'm going to ignore that because I'm trying to be within my body. This is uncomfortable. Feeling these emotions is difficult. And so it's an exercise of vulnerability in order to be able to connect with your intuition, which is why some of you might not feel that intuition as strongly or not. I know I've had moments because I think fluctuates. It's truly dependent on how comfortable you are with yourself. Meaning this can be feeling the emotions in your body or simply put, the relationship you have with yourself. Connected do you feel with yourself? Connection, not something that's outside of us or external, but something that is created by our thoughts about ourselves. So what do? How do we get more connected with ourselves? How do we create this environment where we're okay with this vulnerability? We have to make a safe space. We have to allow ourselves to have these feelings. One, and not tell ourselves wrong, that we're wrong for the way that we're feeling, that we're anxious or experiencing grief or sadness, frustration, annoyance, or simply boredom, whatever it is that you're going through. It's okay. I find that we have to ground ourselves a lot of the time, and that's what my coach and I were working on. This is all new to me too, so I mean, I'm not an expert in this area, but the things that I learned in terms of grounding ourselves is to connect ourselves to the present because, again, our overthinking tends to go to the past, the future, and so if we are in the present, we are there presently with our body. And so a thing that I have begun to do is to put my hand on my heart, to just feel myself, because one, that's going to allow me to like increase that oxytocin and to just feel that emotion that I want with myself in terms of connection, by then thinking that to myself, hey, everything's going to work out. Hey, you are good. You are doing good. I love you. Everything is going to work out. It doesn't make any sense, I know, but this is okay, what you're going through. You are okay. Things are going to work out. And it's this like safe space that we have to create for ourselves when we are in those heightened, anxious emotions that allow ourselves to trust ourselves better and then thereby trust our gut more often, trust that intuition that it is right. Because a lot of times, I imagine that decision that you want to make, that you're scared to make, you run away from that emotion because you're afraid of like what might the result be, or it's not going to work out, or it feels very foreign to what you're normally used to doing. That's okay. Like this exercise, communicating with yourself and growing this relationship with yourself, being present in your body and accepting this vulnerability and stepping out of your brain allows you to be more at peace with this. And to embrace it, but not to change again. It's not about changing this emotion, so to speak. If we are anxious, we let ourselves be anxious. But at the same time, we embrace ourselves, sort of the hand on the heart, we embrace ourselves amidst whatever it is that we are going through. I've also observed recently is that the more noise that I create, the more I'm more likely to be in my head. So if I'm so focused on schedules and trying to do things, balancing a lot of things, or just stuck on social media and whatnot, I have a lot of things in my head. I'm listening to so many things. I'm adding voices to my head. Versus when I'm in nature or I'm outside like that, or I'm just silent, I find that I'm less on the thoughts and more focused on the feeling. Yes, it might be a discomfort, because I'm like, well, I would like to be entertained, or I'm abstaining from this thing that's really nice, like social media, feel really good from that. But is it feeling good for me? It might be nice and pleasurable to my brain in terms of those thoughts, but is it actually good for my soul? Is it helping me be connected to my intuition? I'm not saying that all of it is bad or anything, but I'm saying that we can tend to drown out that voice of intuition, our gut, by introducing lots of other voices from other different things, meaning we end up not knowing what we want with our lives, or it can just be so much more difficult to discern what truly is the thing that we desire in those situations. And so in conclusion, I want you to reflect right now on your own life experience, maybe this week, this month, the thing that you're working on most, what you desire, and really just ask yourself, are you trusting your gut? Are you aware of how you're feeling right now about your situation? Are you listening to that whisper of intuition? I don't know how to describe this. This isn't something that's really, easy to express in terms of a logical way. It's something that is to be experienced. That's the quote that I have. Again, it comes from Dune. It's not a problem to be solved, but it's something to a reality to be experienced. Thoughts, it's not about thinking our way through something. It's about feeling our way into something, into this decision, allowing ourselves to evolve as human beings and recognize that, yes, our desires will change over time. You may decide something right now and it feels right, and then eventually doesn't feel right. I felt really good about studying the violin, and then eventually came to time when, nope, not right. And it just felt like I couldn't deny that feeling. It's the same thing that's happened with breakups. It's the same thing that's led me to my career, but until this point. But it is not without error, and it's not without misfortune, and it's not without overall negative emotion, but life is not without negative emotion for it to be worth it. And so just because it's gone wrong in that way, it doesn't mean it's a wrong decision. Again, going back to our brain can reason out anything. So I find, especially when it comes to my testimony and God and Jesus Christ and my belief in that, that's something that's unexplainable. Only I know that because of the experiences I've had, and I choose to believe that over and over again. It's something that it just feels right. Because people will present all kinds of logic of why it might not be right or why it is right. And at the end of the day, what matters is, what do I want? What do I want to believe? And so not taking it from that context, but what do you want to believe or feel about your life right now? What is the decision that you've been putting off for a while now because you say you don't know it's right, or you're worried about an outcome of how it's going to go, or you just don't know? Ask yourself, have you checked in with yourself? Have you checked in with your gut? Have you felt for that intuition? Do you even know what that feels like? And if it's something you don't know what it feels like, practice it. Make small decisions when it comes to the things that you desire, and just kind of go off split-second decisions, especially just like, what sounds good to eat right now? Oh, this? Okay, let's go. And kind of confirm that. And then also, as we emphasized before, giving yourself a safe space when it comes to the emotions that you're feeling, grounding yourself, giving yourself kind of that affection that is desired in terms of validating yourself and allowing yourself to relax, sort of let go of the overthinking and drop into the body. My friends, I brought this up for you because my intuition has changed my life. The spirit for me, that's the way I call it, has guided me exactly where I wanted to be. Right now, it's given me the best life and opportunities, but it came from me making those choices and trusting in it. I think that's the hardest thing most of all is you've made a decision, now trust in it. So hard, because your brain will reason every reason why it's wrong or why it could go wrong, or you know, how you made it all up and you're rationalizing it. And it can be so hard to stick with something with all those thoughts. But the thing to come back to is remembering that I made this decision, this felt right. Does it continue to feel right in that way? There is a difference between the feeling that's created by a lot of thoughts like that versus the gentle intuition that I think is just so natural when we are there to listen to it. And so I'd invite you to consider, what does that feel like for you? Do you know what that is? Is that something you want to practice and figure out a little bit better? Where does that apply right now in your life when it comes to college, career, wherever, whatever point you're at? And most of all, to just practice trusting in it. Practice and recognizing that maybe the thing that you're struggling with is not a thought problem, not something that's supposed to be logically reasoned through and the thought's going to work out and it's going to be solved, but rather something to be felt. You feel it. You accept yourself exactly where you are, and you ask yourself what feels right and trust that intuition and don't doubt it. Of course, we are going to doubt it, I'm sure, but recognize that that intuition doesn't have to be explained. You can trust in it, and I promise you, if it's something that you desire and you're genuinely honest with yourself, it will lead you in the right way, no matter what. I love you guys. I hope that helps you. That's something I was inspired about. I think, you know, it's definitely changing my life, and I hope it helps change your life. Of course, as always, if this is something that you'd like to talk more about or work with a coach like I work with a coach and get the help that you need, sign up for a free coaching call. I would love to talk and meet with you, love you, and help you in whatever way possible. All right, I love you guys, and I will see you next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please leave your review, share it with a friend, and don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at Caleb the College Coach for more content that'll inspire you. And if you want to apply the very tools that I talk about directly to your life with a personal touch, sign up for your free 30-minute coaching call with me. Remember, you are good, you are capable, and you can have the very life you want. Good luck out there in the real world.